Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new siman, a very mazel dika siman, siman Tov Kuf Mem Vav, which deals with the halachos of Erisin V'Nisuim, getting married on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Mechaber starts off, we're in the very last line of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Mechaber tells us, Ein Nosim Noshim B'Moed, we do not get married a full Nisuim, the full second stage of marriage on Chol HaMoed. And this is true, lo besulus, not for a woman who's never been married before, v'lo amonus, or a widow who has been married before, she's not allowed to get remarried as well on Chol HaMoed. We don't remarry on Chol HaMoed. The Mishneh Berurah explains why. In Sif Katan Aleph, the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix Simchas. We don't go and have a person have the Simcha of Chol HaMoed, which is V'samacht B'Chagecha, as the Shaar HaTzion points out in Os Aleph, and there are actually other reasons as well. V'lo B'Ishtecha, you should be Mesamech with the Yontif and not with your wife. He brings down as well that you may not fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Virivya, and this would be problematic. So therefore Yishar Kol Echot Ad HaMoed the Ozli Bapani. So wait till after Yontif is over, and this way you can have full focus on your wife, which is the proper way. Furthermore, Vagam Daidezeh, Lo Yitzarech Lotzi Hotso Salasuda. You won't have to spend extra money. The stopping of Mashaotzi Simchas Yontif. Because you'll have enough from what you put out for Simchas Yontif for that Suda as well. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'lo miyabin. Likewise, we don't do Yibam. Now, Yibam is something that we don't do today, but in the days of the Gemara, and even amongst the Sfardim, in the Sfardic countries, the true Temanim, the true Sfaradim, the Eidos HaMizrach, they still do Yibam even to this day. Rav Yosef Zatzal was against the Ashkenazic minhag of not doing Yibam. He felt that Yibam was more appropriate than doing chalitza under many situations. In any event, the vast majority of the world does not do Yibam nowadays, with the rare exception, heard from Rav Shechter Shlita, saying over the name of the Rav Zatzal, with the exception if the brother who's living, who's supposed to have the mitzvah of Yibam, if he doesn't have feet, so you can't be shal nal raglecha, you can't take off the shoe from his foot, and therefore, in that situation where you can't do chalitza, then you still do Yibam. In any event, we don't do Yibam on Chol HaMoed, even in places where they do Yibam. Furthermore, the Mechaber tells us, you're allowed to, however, make erisin. Erisin is the first stage of marriage. Now, we do both of the stages, the first and second stage, what we call erisin or kiddushin, at the same time as we do the nisuyim. We read the ksuba in between to separate them, which is not, of course, a halachic requirement. And we have a very, very short period of time between the erisin and the kiddushin, but in those days, they would sometimes have the erisin separate from the kiddushin. So the erisin is not as big a simcha as the nisuyin, and therefore you're allowed to do an erisin that won't shter you the samachta b'chagecha, and therefore you can do this. I never finished reading Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, so we'll pick up from over there, and then we'll go to Sif Katan Beis. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us that you're not allowed to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, v'afilu nisuin b'vad below suda, and even if you have the nisuin without the meal, gamkin osu, that's also considered still inappropriate ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. Furthermore, that which we said you don't mix simchas of here is by one person. However, two people can have a wedding on the same day. So if a person wishes to go and help out, what a beautiful idea that when you're making a simcha for your child, so at the same time you also bring in a yosom or a yosoma and make the simcha for them as well. So to have two weddings at the same time, that's allowed. Because it's not in the same family, that's allowed. However, but to do two brothers or two sisters, or a brother and a sister together, that we don't do. The issue footnote number one brings down from the Prima Gadim that he's actually uncertain based upon the Taz, who says it's really just shtei achoyos. So the din is questionable, is the din also with two brothers? And from the Nusach of the Mishneh Berurah, it seems to say that he doesn't make a distinction between two brothers or two sisters or a brother and a sister on the same day. That we don't do. Now we go to Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Beis. You can have an erisin, however, the erisin and the kiddushin are the same thing, so that you're allowed to do because the erisin levad, just by the erisin itself, the first level of the marriage, leka simcha. That is not such a big simcha because you can't consummate the marriage. The kol shekein shemutal iskasha b'tanoim. And certainly, you can make a sudas tanoim, l'shidduch b'chol HaMoed. To make a shidduch b'chol HaMoed with tanoim, that you're allowed to do. Again, many places, they actually write out the tanoim by this sudas tanoim, albeit, I would dare say, the more common custom amongst most of the circles that Ashkenazim are in is that you just write the tanoim at the first part of the wedding, and there really is no halachic requirement in that situation because The Tanaim basically say you're going to get together at the wedding and take care of all the details to make sure that the wedding goes on and you're ready at the wedding. In any event, you would be allowed to have a Sudas Tanoim that was frequently done and is still done today in some, especially Hasidish circles. And this you can do on Chol HaMoed. The issue footnote 2 brings down, Linyan Heter Ksivas HaTanoim B'Moed, can you write down these Tanoim? So then there's a whole discussion that we had previously, look in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Hei, where we had a whole discussion, it depends, if they write down a lot of extra things in the Tanoim, so then you would be allowed to write them down. But if you're just writing down Kimedubar, as is the normal standard way, as is normally done, so then it may be questionable whether you can write this down. The Mishnah continues, says, Kanoi Beneinu, he says that you're allowed to make these Sudas time, as is the commonplace thing to do in the times of the Mishnah Berurah. Vasuda Shrigil Lasus Achak Sivas Tanoim. That Suda, however, that comes with the Tanoim, that's really Machlokis. Hataz Oser Kamolinian Erison. He says, you shouldn't make a Suda, just like by Erison, he says, you shouldn't make a Suda. You can have the Erison, but you shouldn't make the Suda. He says, by the Tanoim, you shouldn't make the Suda also. However, that's a minority opinion. The Mishnah brings down, Avol Shari Achronim, many, many other Achronim disagree, and they say, you can see the Shari Tzion, the Rabbi, the Moruk Tzia, the Maimon Mordechai, and others. Aval Shari Achronim, Mekil Mezeh, the Mekel, and allow the Lochoshiv Simcho Ki Erisin, that this Sudas Tanoim is not as high a level of Suda as the Suda by Erisin, the Alkoponim, Imena Osa Suda Gemura, and certainly if you don't make a full meal, Kim Merkachas Ukedoma, you just have some snacks, some desserts, but Vada in Lachmir. In that situation, you certainly don't have to be Machmir. And the Sharot Zion Osei brings down for the Mari Mordechai, certainly Bezeh in Lachmir. However, Afilu Besuda Gemura, and this, which the Taz is saying that you shouldn't make a full meal, is only if you do it at the actual time of the Tanoim itself. But if you don't have it at that exact time, there is no reason to be machmir. But the Taz himself says you shouldn't have it at any time. Okay. Weiter, we continue with the words of the Mechaber, which I didn't really read, and I should have, we said, Umutul Ares, however, Abuvash lo yes, the Sudas Erisin, but you shouldn't make the Sud of Erisin. We said that you could make the Erisin because that's not such a big simcha, but the Sud that comes along with it, that you shouldn't do. And what type of a Sudas Erisin are we saying that you shouldn't do? Abuvash lo yes, the Sudas Erisin, that's Ha'orus, Beves Arusoso, that's with the person who's getting married in his house, Bishas Erisin, at the time that they're doing the Erisin, that you shouldn't do. Mr. Bursiv Cotton Gimel tells us, Rotsu Lomar, what the Mechaber is saying over here is, a Masai Arsalaso Sudas Erisin, when can't you make a Sudas Erisin? Da'afka, Imnas is a Beis Arusoso, if you do that in the house of the Choson, we got Mishas Erisin at the time that they're making the Erisin. Avol Choser, Tanai Echod, but if you're missing something from it, so then, Mutter, if you don't have this in the house of the Erisin, if you don't have this at the time of the Erisin, so then you're allowed, Kudum Farish Lakame, as we're going to see in a second. And we see this in Sivkot and Dalit, which says, Hainu, Kisha Osa, Erisin, Besocha, Suda. If you're making the Erisin in the middle of the meal, that's called the Sudas Erisin. Osha Osa, Suda, take a Vachareh, or you make the Erisin, and then you have the meal. That's when it's not allowed. Hosman Muflog, however, if they're separated in time by a significant period of time, Yishlamar Deshari, Api Osa Yom. Even the same day, you'd be allowed to do this. So if they have the Erisin at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they go to a restaurant for lunch or something like that, that would be allowed. However, he says, V'yesh me'achronim sh'machmir mezeh. He brings down the Rar Achronim that are more machmir on this. And if you see this in the Shar Tzion, Ozayin, this is again the opinion of the Taz. U'kisha osa erisin b'yom zeh v'asuda b'yom acher. However, if you make the erisin, let's say on a Monday, and the suda is on a Tuesday, then b'vadeh yesh lohakul, then you certainly can be lenient. The Mechaber continues and he says, U'mutu lasos rikudin u'mecholos. At the time that you are doing this erisin, you're allowed to have rikudin u'mecholos. When you're doing the Erisin, which we said you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you can even have Rikud and Mecholos. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot, hey, this is even, Vafilu Beveis Arusoso, even though you're not allowed to have the meal over there, but you are allowed to have dancing at that point. The Zeh Lo Mikre Simcha, he brings out from the Rivash that that's not considered a significant enough Simcha that it should shter Chol HaMoed, and it would be Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Velasos suudas ha'orus imireyov, to make a meal for the choson with his friends. Shelo beveis harusoso, that it's not in his house. V'chei liso the orus beveis harusoso shelo b'shas erisin, and to have a meal in the house and not at the time of the erisin, that is certainly mutter." The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Vav, "The kozel lo nikra suudas erisin, because that's not called the suudas erisin. That's called eating and a friendly meal, and that is allowed." sift base. The Mechaber writes, Mutul lahachzi grushoso min anisum. As opposed to, we said, a basul or an almana is not allowed to get married. A person who had divorced his wife and then realized he made the worst mistake in his life and he remarries his wife, so you're allowed to remarry your wife as long as she hasn't gotten married to somebody else, so there is a din, except for a kohen, that you're allowed to be machzik grushoso. You can remarry your first wife if you divorced her. So in this situation, this is allowed to be redone on Chol HaMoed. You can remarry a woman that you divorced, where it's halachically allowed for a non-kohen, and for a woman who didn't get married in between to somebody else, mutul lahachzik grushoso min anisum. As long as you were fully living with her, you had a first marriage that was consummated, so then you're allowed to go and remarry if you divorced her on Chol HaMoed. And the reason for this is, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, deina simcha kol kach, because it's not such a great simcha. He's already lived with this woman, and it's not such a novel thing for him to live with her again, and therefore you'd be allowed to do this. However, Ulin Yin Suda, in regards to a meal, mashma b'yisosis deish lachmer. He says, well, you're allowed to remarry her. He brings down from the Beis Yosef that maybe you shouldn't have a Su'uda at this time. However, there are Achronim that say you can have a Su'uda at this time. And if you look in Oz Tes in the Shaar HaTzion, he says, Ken Kosav Pisrei Olam in the name of the Eshel Avram and the shame of the Truvas Kesav Sofer, so that you're allowed to have such a Su'uda and you don't have Maschichin Oso. You don't have to go and protest and put the guy in Chayim. Or the MS, Hamishta Stoma Karma, the Mutter. The Mishta itself seems to suggest that it's Mutter. Or Mashma, Kimina Gisrol, Shosu Mishta. And when you have this remarriage of the Grusha, you're allowed to go and have a Suda. Ushma Minod, the Kim, the Tkilas, and Isun, Lomikri Simcha, since it's not such a big Simcha, Kami De Suda, Loi Simcha. The Suda won't turn it into a big Simcha. And therefore, it is allowed according to all of these Mekilim. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hakol mutarim lisa be'erev regel. On Erev Yontif, you are allowed to get married, and v'laso suda be'regel. And even though you're going to make the suda on Yontif, that's allowed. And this is true of Bein Besulos, Bein Almonos. This is true if the woman's never been married before, or if Nebuch, she's a widow, and she's getting remarried to somebody else, that is allowed. I realize we skipped Sif Katan Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll do that quickly. He said that you're allowed to go and marry the Gerusha from Nisuin, if you'd been previously married to her, the marriage was consummated. But the Mishnah says, Avlam Girsha Mino Erisin, if you had only had the first stage of marriage, again, we don't have them separate, but in those days they had them separate, so something came up, and Nebuch, he divorced his wife after the Erisin, he never consummated the marriage, he never had the Nisuin, also Lachzir Lekonsa, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and marry her on Chol HaMoed, because that would be a great simch for the person. And even to just do the erisin with her, and to make a suda with that, gamkin also, that would be not allowed in that situation. Since he never married her, he she's a brand new woman for him, and that would be a great simcha. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, what about if there was a kiddushin betos? Misha kiddush isha v'nimtzo tos b'kiddushin. So for some reason there was something wrong with their original marriage. They've been living together. Now they want to get remarried. So the Prima Gadim is stopping. He's not sure. In Mutu Lekacha Bebo, can you have this marriage on Chol HaMoed or not? Ksav Sofer writes down, Poshet lo, Shem Kvar Chaima. They're already living together. So if they're living together as man and wife, Chai Yishos, B'yachek HaNodatos, and now they find out, X number of days, months, weeks, years later, that there was a mistake in the Kiddushin. One of the Edim, let's say, wasn't kosher, it was a Karov, whatever it was. So now they have to get remarried. Eno Nechshevetz Chadosh Abura. That's not considered a brand new marriage for him, that it should be Ma'arev Simcha B'Simcha, or Mutul Lekacha B'Moed. And therefore, you'd be allowed to go and marry her on Chol HaMoed. And in the rest of this footnote, he discusses what about a case where there was a yibam that was based upon a kiddushei tos. I in the rest of this footnote for those details. Now we can go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes. We discuss it that you're allowed to get married on Erev Yontif, even though the Suda will be on Yontif. And the Mishmur says, Sivkot and Tes, Hachronim Kosu, the Yesh Lazor, Lechatchila, Lasos and Yisum Shachwas. Ideally, you shouldn't do that. Ideally, if you're going to get married on Erev Yontif, get married at Shachwas time. Kideshi Yochel, Lismach, Imo, Yomechad, Kodim Regal. This way, you can have the happiness of being married to her a little bit before the Yontif starts. Begamshi Yochel, Lasos Suda, Rishon, and Bechol. And this way, the first Suda of the marriage would be not on Yontif. However, if for whatever the reason it got delayed, and now it's under extenuating circumstances, everybody's invited. You can't say, well, we'll wait till after Yontif to get married. Then, as long as it's before Yontif starts, even if it's a little bit before Yontif starts, you can get married. And he says, "Ayin the Magen of Rambam shekasev the Bidul Seinu haminuk shaloli so klaber yontif." The Magen of Rambam writes down that the custom in his area was that they wouldn't get married on Erev Yontif unless achenim yeish sarak god badaver ein lahachve. But if there's pressing circumstances, extenuating needs, so then you would be allowed to. And Dershu footnote number 4 brings down what's an example of the Shasachak. For example, they invited everybody. I guess they put together the whole affair and didn't realize it was Erev Yontif. So everybody's invited there. So the Shalom Meshiv brings down Sha'af Agon Marshak. Also, lekaimus and isuim mishum shemogen ram kosav shenogel shlo losis be'er yontif. Nevertheless, in this situation where everybody was already invited, gadol kavod abrios, and you'd be allowed to go and have the wedding in that situation. Sivkat yud, the mishmar says lasso suda beregel to make the suda, the first suda during the yontif. She'ein ikar simcha el tchilas nisuim. The real ikar simcha is the start of the nisuin, which was before yontif. Even though you're going to have sheva brachos for the next 7 days, that's allowed shari. And therefore, it implies that even at night, you can make the first suda, do yom acher, because it's a separate day than the nisuin. He says, however, the Mogen Avraham says that we don't do this because the night is here considered following after the day. And you shouldn't make the first suda at nighttime. The Sharet Zion brings down an Oz Tesvav. Look in his words. He says that this is potentially an Issa Daraisa. Because you may be over Daraisa in this situation. However, the El Yerabba, the Beit Yesha disagree. They push his words aside. The Suda believes in Nisum, Hurak Issa the Rabbanon, Luchulyama. Because if you have a Suda without the Nisuin, then that certainly can't be a Daraisa, that's only the Rabbanon. The Chemed Moshe also disagrees, but for a different reason. He says the mitzvah saseh shel simcha eino noig b'layla rishona. This mitzvah saseh of simcha isn't yet taking effect on the first night, based upon a gemara in Psachim. And he says as well, look in the Shagas Ayi, dugam kei mesik de b'layla eino elam d'rabbanan. So the nighttime is only the rabbanan, and therefore osi shapir hachros habeis yosef de'in l'hacham is there, that you don't have to be machmir in this situation. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Because of the mitamzeh nagu shel olitzo b'erev regel." Therefore, based upon this mogen avram, the minig was not to get married on erev yontif. However, as we already pointed out, if you have to, you can. Sif Dalit. Mutur lasos beregel sudas bris mila. On Cholamoid or on a yontif, you're allowed to make a suda for bris mila. Whether it's bisman or not, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down in Sifkon Yudalev, Venafkamina, Benu bisman and Ben Shalobisman, whether the bris mila is on the 8th day or it was pushed off, and now it's the 1st day that he can do it. The lo chashivi simcha el besudas nisun ve'erisimuva, because the only types of things that are called ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is a sudas nisurin or a sudas erisin, only those bovad, and it brings down the name of achronim. Likewise, Mechaber says, l'chein sudas pidyon aben. If you have a pidyon aben, you're allowed to do that as well in this situation. With this, we conclude today's shir.